Hello. I'd like to welcome you all to this new DevConf. Just starting now. I know some of you have been at DevCamp already. And I'm about really just to say, let's hand over to the local team. But let's welcome them and thank them for all the work they've already done that you're going to be able to appreciate in the next few days.
Hello, welcome to Managua, Nicaragua, bienvenidos. Welcome to DevConf 12. Your local team, we are Norman, Garcia, Felix, Delatre, and Leo.
Gomez.
Gomez, and yes.
Hey, finally we are opening this event.
Yes.
It's great. We three are here for the local team, but we are way more people really working on that. So everybody who has like a red badge, you should hug this people on this person, please.
Or a blue shirt.
Yeah. Or a blue shirt.
Can local team members raise their hand?
Yeah.
Or stand up.
Stand up,
please.
Please
stand up.
Stand up, local team.
Okay, how is this working? This way? Okay. So, last year we were in Bosnia and started the organizing DevConf 12. These are some photos from previous DevConfs. I don't know if Norman, do you want to tell something about the bit and the process?
Hello.
Or Leo?
About the bit, oh yes. This whole thing started around 2008, I think, when a friend of ours attended DevConf 8 in Mar del Plata. He came to Nicaragua and he was very, very excited. He said, oh, DevConf, it's so nice and so nice people, but we will never have a DevConf in Central America. That will never happen, never. This friend of ours is René Mayorga. Please, René, eat your words. So we did a kind of warm-up within 2009 with the Central American meetup we had in Esteli. It was not a big event like DevConf, but was quite nice. We met Gunnar Wolf, Mr. Gunnar Wolf in Esteli, and he told us, he convinced us to do a mini DevConf in Central America. And so we did in Panama in 2010. Eivar, where is Eivar? Eivar, one of the organizers of the mini DevConf back then. So we went straight away for the big thing here in Nicaragua, and yes. We wanted to organize the Debian conference, so we started to work on the bid. We weren't able to travel to New York, so Mr. Wolf kindly presented our bid in New York. I don't know if he was very convinced that was a good idea, but so we started working with Norman and Felix and many other team members preparing the bid. Yes, I don't know.
I think it's worth mentioning that the bid was a completely different proposal than what we are now, which is pretty funny. So we really changed everything, but I think to the better.
Well, you may remember in Bosnia last year, they presented the video walking from the hotel to the venue. You may have noticed it doesn't look anything like that. If you go to Loma de Tizcapa and you see an ugly pyramid shape body of I don't know what, that was to be the venue. Everybody who's seen that is very happy that we're finally here at UCA. Not only are we saving money and getting a much nicer venue, but it's all for the best.
Generally, as an experience, I would say that organizing a DevConf in Nicaragua is hard because a lot of things that in other countries would be like usual or common to get can be difficult to get here or really expensive.
Yeah.
But we have internet, we have a venue, and we have one hotel.
We have food.
And we have food.
Yeah.
This is the map of Nicaragua. We are in Managua, and the day trip is going to be to León, which is close to the beach. Thank you, Gunnar. Let's zoom into Managua. Okay.
Too much zoom.
Okay. Zoom further, please. Yes. Good. For la foto. This was when we got the bid, or we got the decision from the bid, and we're celebrating a little bit at this time. And we will show you some photos about the local community here, with activities we have done in the past, and you might recognize some of the faces on the photos. Cheers. Okay. This is the map of the venue. You might have seen it in the rooms. There's also marked the wine and cheese party, the two talks room, the buff room / silent hack hack lab, and the both food areas. You can reach us and discuss everything on IRC. I think this might be clear, but just to repeat, especially the two talk room channels, which have been defined more generically. And please, please, if you're not on the list, DevConf Announce and DevConf Discussed, get subscribed there. We really do the announcement there and think they reach everybody.
So that's the URL for streaming.
If somebody's looking at this from home, they don't need a URL anymore. If you're watching it in Managua, you don't need a URL anyway.
It's on the website. It's on the website, yeah.
It's on the main webpage directly. Yeah. That's video streams. So.
Yeah, it's on the main webpage. There are two buttons to click on. And if you are local here, you get the local stream. If you're external, you get the internet stream.
So important dates, we have a cheese and wine party. It's cheese and wine, not wine and cheese. So 9th, Monday, is cheese and wine. It's going to be at Cypress. It's just 100 meters from here. On Tuesday, we have the conference dinner. It's going to be at Tizcapa Lagoon, a very nice place, I think.
Yes, and we will provide transportation to go there. So. Be prepared to be ready on a certain hour. We will announce through the list.
And Wednesday we have the day trip. We will be leaving Managua around 9 o'clock, I think, and coming back at
7, 8.
We're going to have a late dinner on Wednesday, probably from 8 to 10. Yeah, but we're going to announce it on the list also. And key signing party, we don't have a date yet?
No? No, no date no? yet.
No?
Well, this time for key signing, we really encourage you to engage in chat with people, to actively get to know them, to really be able to link their faces to their identities, so you sign a real personal connection and not just the checking of a national ID. So chat with people you don't know, ask for their... the documents, if you believed in them, And that's it. There will be no centralized, or there will be centralized. Okay, but anyway, there will be a centralized key signing party. But anyway, make them informally first. Sorry for stepping into your talk to the microphone.
Everything that Gunnar said was correct, except for the part about there not being an event as well. So talk to each other. Meet each other, get to know each other.
But watch your back. Lunchtime from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, dinner from 7 to 9. But the day trip, the hour for dinner is going to be extended from 8 to 10. And tomorrow afternoon, the dinner is only from 7 to 8, so only 1 hour, because afterwards we are going to the wine and cheese party.
And we probably will change location of the dinner, a lunch place, of the eating place. It's going to be 50 meters ahead. It's on the map, so you can check the map on the wiki.
We still need more volunteers.
The video team has another training session tomorrow morning at 11. It's scheduled in Penta, if you forget the date. And it will be held in the second Hack Lab at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And thank you all for helping the video team. It's really needed still. The second Hack Lab is on the map. It's in that direction. It's 200 meters away.
Okay, front desk, food and talk organization. For front desk, we need volunteers to manage everything which is on the front desk. Food, it's like cleaning stuff, getting everything ready. Please, to all of you, if there's no coffee, help yourself. Get coffee in the machine, water and everything else. And talk organization, just sign up on Penta to be a talkmeister on the talks.
So we need to thank our sponsors.
We are happy to thank our sponsors. First place, Universidad Centroamericana, the venue. They are supporting a lot, and they are really flexible. It's nice to be here. We are really thankful to them. Second,
the government of Nicaragua, that are helping us a lot, first with accommodation and then with a lot of small stuff like the day trip and among other things. Google
is gold sponsor, and Arm, HP, Matanel, Canonical and Evos are silver sponsors.
Silver sponsors.
We all also thank our bronze sponsors, which are Geestmann, Profit Bricks, CIMAS, Toby Churchill, Nexenta, Collabora, Renesas, and all the other small donators who either directly donated to DebConf or to Debian. Thank you all.